Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I'm looking at the calendar and frowning and getting annoyed because I forgot tomorrow is our work potluck, which I don't know if you were tuned in last week. I was not happy about it because I'm not a fan of potlucks. I think they're stupid and disgusting. But hey, team player,
be
there tomorrow.
I'm excited for tomorrow. I actually went shopping. I changed up my menu item. I was just going to bring rolls to the company potluck, but somebody else is already doing that. So I slept on that decision. So I am now going to make...
Which, side note, Katie is, yes, that person. Work potluck. I'm going to bring a bag of chips
or a bag of rolls.
I
like to cook. I usually like to do it. But now that we're doing mornings and everything, and I have to go get my brakes and my tires done today. And so it's
like
just
you're going to do it yourself?
No, I have to go bring it in to get it done. But that just takes up a lot of my time.
I knew it
was going to be a busy week. So I was like, I'm just going to bring some rolls. Somebody already did that. So now I am going to make some smash burger meatballs.
Well, we'll get back to that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to give you too much crap because I'm bringing pies.
See?
So I'm just going to go to like Sprouts or something and buy a couple pies and bring it in.
Yeah, you're not going to be making anything. So
can I quickly tell you too, I think the best part about tomorrow is, you know, I was complaining about it so much and how it's gross and I don't want to eat food out of other people's kitchens. And then later that day, I had a quick little chat with our big boss here, Joel, our big GM. He's like, I heard you were giving me crap about my potluck.
Yeah.
You're talking bad about the potluck. And I was like, ooh. I was like, yeah, I was. And I was like, well, what are you going to eat at the potluck? He goes, well, whatever I bring.
Yeah,
I was like,
You're like,
you are my people.
Yeah, you think the same way I do.
And he got a smirk on his face. He's like, well.
Yeah, you just happened to have said it on a microphone.
That's
so
right.
That
I
was
sure
the
did.
Difference.
So what are you bringing, Smash Burger?
Yeah,
I'm
bringing Smash Burger meatballs, so I'm very excited for it. It's an old family recipe I found on the internet, so we're going to make that. And I went shopping for it yesterday, and it's funny because I was like at the grocery store, and I made this observation because I was in the frozen food aisle. I was grabbing some chicken, and I was coming to the door from one direction, and then a guy was coming from the other direction. And it's funny how people just move through life not noticing anyone but themselves. And that's what this guy struck me as, because he walked right in front of me, grabbed the handle as I was going to grab it, and then opened the door and stood there in the doorway for about 3 minutes. Not like
I'm
right behind him waiting to get the chicken that
was he mentally fine?
No, he was fine. There was nothing wrong with this guy. He just walked up to it and was completely oblivious to anyone around him but himself. He stood there in that doorway it had to be 3 minutes, touching the chicken, looking at the chicken, turning the chicken around and reading the chicken. And I'm like literally standing there. And let me tell you, there are times that gawk as well. There's times.
Did you go?
I did. I was this close to saying something. But when I was making the sound of, I was moving my cart. So he saw me in the corner of his eye. I was doing all the things so that he could see.
But why should he have to move?
There
He's not done with his chicken.
Behind. Here's the thing. If you're going to gawk.
Why you want
to
butt in?
If you're going to gawk, that's fine. But move to the side so someone can grab
it. He's trying
it
to make
a
decision, Katie.
I know he was. And that's fine with that. Make a decision.
I'm on his side because his wife probably sent him in. And for that few minutes, he's probably like, what did she tell me to get?
No.
I don't remember.
No, you have to have a little bit of spatial awareness and at least a consideration for others as well. If you're going to stand in the same spot for 3 minutes in a grocery store, look around. Look around and see if there's someone behind you. I should have I should have audibly said something.
Just say,
maybe.
Excuse me.
I should
what
have
are you
said
gonna say?
Something. I tried to
move so now I can have the chicken.
Here's the thing.
Or no, you
I
say the caller out, I'm gonna squeeze past you.
I was going to grab the door seconds before he swept in front of me to grab it. I feel like he went in and swooped in on the situation, and then he was very rude about not moving for 3 whole minutes and just standing there in the doorway. Like, it really kind of irritated me for a little
bit. You think this was a power move on his part?
I took a video of homie because I was like, oh, fine, since we're just standing here, I'm just going
to...
I took a video of homie.
That's not nice.
I'll show you.
I think that's incredibly disrespectful.
Now that I'm saying it out loud, maybe I'm the jerk in this situation because I was like, you're not going
to
move?
So he got to the freezer door first.
Fine.
He was looking at the product he wanted to buy for 3 minutes.
He read the whole chicken. The whole
thing. Maybe he has dietary restrictions.
He must have, because he... And here's the thing. I knew exactly what I wanted. I loved that chicken.
Well, then
get
there sooner.
That's my favorite chicken, I guess. I should have swooped in 1.5 seconds earlier.
You get
you're
there
right.
earlier. It's survival of the fittest here.
What was I thinking?
Go, if these, go get a couple more things that you need while this guy's doing his thing and circle back
I
around.
I almost did,
get
but
your
I was
chicken
like,
before
clearly
you leave.
Clearly he's done reading the chicken. It's been 2 minutes.
I'm on his side.
Okay.
You're an angry shopper.
This is shocking to me that you're
on
someone
else's
side.
You're an angry shopper.
Side. Yeah. No, I figured.
You're the selfish one, I think, in this situation.
I should have waited until it was just me and Josh
it's
later.
My turn at the freezer door.
It is my turn. Dad, you don't even know.
What gives you more of a right to be in there than him?
No, he can have his turn. I'm just saying, look around. If there's someone behind you, maybe move out of the way. Don't stand there for 3 minutes. Not
was it really 3 minutes?
Yes, I'm not. Do you want to see my video?
I really don't.
Okay. Don't come at me.
I'm not coming at you.
You're
I'm just dissecting the situation
You're coming at
here.
Me hard.
And I think, just purely observational,
from all the ways,
you are a monster at the grocery store.
No, stop it. You stop it right now.
Maybe he was hot, too, and he just needed to cool down a little bit.
That's not, no.
He had a fever.
That's not where you do that. You go stand by the meat if you're that
He was standing
by the meat.
By the
no,
meat.
Not the frozen meat. You go stand
oh,
by the
meat. Oh, now there's different
meat
restrictions
department.
If you're hot.
Okay,
it's Katie's world,
here.
And we're all just living
we're
in it,
done
I guess.
Here.
Remind me to never go shopping with you.
You're so mean to me sometimes.
I wasn't being mean.
I'm just
calling you
say,
out on your nonsense.
No, I had to wait 3 extra minutes to get my real good
minutes.
Chicken.
And what were you doing after the grocery store? You went home and sat on your couch and watched Stranger Things.
I did laundry, okay?
So what was the big hurry to get out of the grocery store?
I just didn't want to
You weren't
stand
heading
there.
Into surgery.
I was just observing that this guy was not letting me
You're
grab
not a
my
doctor who had to get
chicken.
To the hospital to deliver a baby.
Oh, so now I don't matter?
No, you
now
matter.
Okay.
But what you had so, going on after the store didn't matter.
No, it did. It did.
To
my
her,
things
it did.
Matter.
Laundry.
To her, it did.
Yeah. Things matter to me.
Well, things matter to that guy, too. Like,
apparently.
And it was chicken.
Yeah.
And the dietary restrictions that he has.
Let's dive into PMI, although I think this was,
oh,
last few
goodness.
Minutes was the minus.
Thank goodness.
It was the minus for all of us.
Big time.
Okay.
Tell me you have the P. Do you have the P?
I have the P.
Oh, okay.
And it actually segues perfectly because there's so much hate going into this conversation.
That's not hate.
That a recent study has just shown that the strongest friendships anybody has is not finding commonality in things that you love. It is finding the common ground in things and people that you cannot stand.
Okay.
Katie,
men looking at frozen chicken.
That looks at chicken for 3 minutes. So find yourself another girl that hates men that does the same thing because
yeah. Chicken
that
gawker.
Is absolutely chicken gawker. How you find your best friendships. And Jeremy, I think this has to do with you a lot too because you hate a lot of things.
You do.
I don't hate a lot
do.
Of things.
You hate a lot of
I
things.
I call BS on a lot of things.
And you.
I hate potlucks, I will
yes.
say that, but I just call BS on stuff.
I think that's it.
What else do I hate?
I think you just, there's a lot of things.
Yeah, there's
like
a
what?
Lot. Already this
like
morning,
what?
I think we've knocked on three.
What?
Musicals.
Dolly Parton.
Potlucks.
No, I don't hate Dolly Parton. I just point out that there's an oversaturation of Dolly
My
Parton.
My love for
I
chicken.
I think she's quite charming.
Like,
what else do
a
I
few
hate?
Things already today. Mm-hmm. We pointed
I
out.
I never said I hated musicals.
No, you don't have to.
We know you do.
You can just see it in my face.
Yeah,
I love musicals.
You speak with your face.
I go to the Buell all the time.
Uh-huh. When? You hate downtown. There you go. There's another thing.
You hate going downtown.
You hate downtown.
But come on. Yeah. I think all three of us hate going
see,
downtown.
See, but that's why we like each other. We have common
yes.
ground in our hatred for going downtown because it sucks.
I don't
sucks.
Hate a lot of things. You're exaggerating.
You kind of do, though.
I hate Katie complaining about this guy in the frozen chicken. I hated that.
See, and I found commonality with you there. I was like, you know what, Katie? You kind of sound like the jerk in this story.
I'm just the logical voice of reason sometimes, and people don't like that.
And that's true.
I'm calling out the BS. You just said it, too. You're like, now that I said it out loud, maybe I was the bad person.
Well, the video part,
as you're
maybe.
Filming somebody, some innocent maybe. Man in the grocery store looking at chicken, and you're like, I got to film this
like,
son of a biscuit.
He was literally in sweatpants and sneakers, and I'm like,
maybe
sir,
he's going through
sir.
A rough time, and he's got an inner ear problem. He couldn't even hear you.
Maybe.
And dietary restrictions.
I don't know. I don't know him. You're right.
You're right. Get out of his kitchen.
Okay.
All right. This is the minus. You're right.
Katie, now do you have the minus?
I do have the
this
minus.
Is fitting. What's your second minus
the
of
minus,
the morning?
And it is actually having to do with the holiday coming up and the businesses that have decided they're going to stay open during Thanksgiving. There's a lot of them this year, and I couldn't believe it.
I don't
it.
Like this.
I don't either. So Arby's, many locations are going to be open on Thanksgiving. Burger King. Here's the thing. There's a few that aren't as well, but Cracker Barrel is in the camp that is going to stay open. Dave and Buster's is going to be open. Dunkin'.
Again, you're
going
to have people out there like Sweatpants Guy, possibly, that don't have anybody else, nothing else to do. They need to eat. Maybe they want to go out to the Cracker Barrel and get a chicken fried steak that day.
Yeah. So,
and on top of it, employees get like time and a half, and they might love it.
And that's the thing is, like, there. I just remember a time when everything was shut down on Thanksgiving. It was a day when everyone was with their family and celebrating, and it was just a thing. But you are so right. Like, you hit the nail on the head. Not only are there people who don't have families to celebrate with, and they'd still like a place that they can enjoy a good meal, there are those workers out there who are going to be getting holiday pay who really rely on that. And, you know, you look at the people who are working at restaurants, the tips that come in on Thanksgiving. Like, people are super generous with
That's
the
true.
Tips because people are working on Thanksgiving. So we don't want to completely dismiss that. There's a lot of people who enjoy these businesses being open on the holiday. But so there's a positive and a minus there as well.
Yeah, make that minus.
I do like that too, because we always focus so hard on the dinner and like everything, getting everything ready. Almost every single time on Thanksgiving, I completely forget about making a lunch. So I like that you could stop off at Arby's or something like that, you know, because there's always the tie over food, you know, meal that you need right before you go into Thanksgiving and eat at 2 p.m. like normal, you know.
No, exactly. There's a lot of reasons for places to stay open. So there's a little bit of both coming up next week.
Just make sure if you're standing in line at Arby's, you're
look
aware
around
of
and make sure there's nobody behind
if
you.
You're not looking at that menu there for 3 minutes. Be aware of Katie behind you.
What if that was it? Like, you went up to order at Arby's and they're like, are you ready? And they're like, give me a second, I'm almost ready. And there were people behind you who were ready and you didn't
That's
say.
That's the point of a line.
You didn't say,
That's
you know what?
That's the point of a waiting
I need,
you line
had the
at
whole
a restaurant.
Line to make up your mind. And now you're up there. It is time for you
Maybe
to order.
Maybe you can't see
this
from a distance.
The
and as you get closer, you can see the menu
The moment
better.
Everyone's been waiting for you to order and you're not even ready. No, you
and
step
you're so
back,
hungry.
You step back and you let that person behind you go. They're ready. They know what the assignment was. They're ready. Okay.
But how do I know that? What if I let you go ahead of me and then you're still like, you know what? I don't know what I want either.
Then you let the person behind them.
And what if they're like, you know, I don't know what I want either.
No, someone will know.
How far back do you go?
That's crazy talk. That someone will know.
That's the point of a line, though. You are there to wait.
You know what you're... You can't be holding up that line. I don't know why.
Same with the
drive-thru? You argue with me about food so much today.
Same with the drive-thru? Like, if I pull up to the menu and I don't know what I want, do I pull over and let you go in front of me in a drive-thru too?
No.
I need to know the rules here.
You should know what you want when you get up there.
What if I've never been to Arby's?
Is this your first time?
I haven't been to Arby's in 100 years. So honestly, if I rolled into an Arby's, I wouldn't know what to get. It would take me a few minutes.
It's the same as every other one. You walk up, you roll up, you order, you go to the next window.
You end up getting the beef and cheddar anyway.
Is that what you get?
You get the beef and cheddar no matter what.
But what if I want a side? What kind of sides do they have at Arby's?
Oh, the
curly fries all day.
What if I didn't know that? It would take me a minute to look at their sides.
Now,
what
if I
didn't? You're just being crazy.
Their sauces are good. Do you go with the horsey sauce or the Arby's sauce?
I think you're just anti-line.
No.
You are anti-line.
I'm anti. Have your stuff together and be ready to order.
Why are you in a rush?
Food.
I'm actually kind of taking Jer's side now.
No,
why are you in such a rush everywhere?
It's not okay. I don't know why you guys are coming at me.
We're not coming at you.
No, it's
you
a
are.
Question.
You, came, you came at that poor man with the chicken is who you're coming at.
He probably listens to the show and he goes, is that me?
Do you want to see my video?
Okay, at this point, I do want to see your video. So let me quickly give you the interesting. We'll get into a break and then you can show me your goofy video. Okay. All right. Listen, this is truly interesting and truly makes me so happy. Researchers are saying that raccoons may be inching closer to becoming pets, you guys.
Let's
go. I want a trash panda.
Raccoons are physically changing in their response to interactions with humans. Their faces are evolving to look cuter.
No way.
They say they're dumpster diving less because they're getting foods from humans. They're becoming less disease-ridden. It's all because the time and proximity that they are spending around people, mostly men standing in front of freezers at grocery stores.
Yeah.
So they're showing signs of domestication syndrome is what they're calling it. Foxes, it's happening to, and mice, it's also happening to.
Little mice.
I love
but
this.
But the raccoons, if you've ever looked at pictures of baby raccoons.
Their hands are little paws.
They're so cute.
I love them. Paws. I love this.
They're so cute. I want a baby raccoon.
I want a baby raccoon as well.
I want a baby raccoon so
God,
bad.
I hope you don't have to stand in line for one.